2 Chronicles 5, 1 through 14. Devotional Focus Verse. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 5, 13. As a school band director, choosing instruments to purchase is part of my job. There are certain important aspects to consider in making a selection, such as tone, valve speed, metal quality, and other factors that affect sound and durability. Everyone wants an instrument that will last a long time and produce a warm tone. Once, when looking to buy a particular instrument for myself, I gave special attention to the intonation or accuracy of pitch, because that type of instrument has a reputation for tonal inconsistencies. As I was playing and comparing several models, there was one with a note so bad that nothing I did could get it in tune. All the other notes were fine, but that one note was awful. It felt like I might break the reed in half trying to get the pitch up. It would be horrible if that note came out in a performance, so I didn't purchase that instrument. It had many good notes, but I couldn't buy it because of that one bad note. Today's text tells of when the temple was completed and the Ark of the Covenant brought into it, along with the instruments and items that David and Solomon had prepared. On that day, the focus verse says, the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. Everything had been made ready with great care, and there were no bad notes. In our lives, we want to be certain that we're righteous instruments in God's hands, so He'll be glorified as He was at the temple dedication. If we choose to hold something back from God, maybe a consecration or restitution He's asked of us, we become like instruments with a bad note until we yield that area to Him. That one note could be the reason we're not receiving a deeper experience or the answer to prayer that we're seeking. We want to be willing and usable for God, and we don't want to hinder His work in any way. It can be beneficial to ask ourselves, am I holding on to something that God has asked of me? Is there one thing standing between me and receiving from Him? When we give our lives to God, we want to give Him everything. Then, as today's focus verse describes, we can participate in His work as one with our fellow Christians. When we're all in tune, praising and thanking God with no bad notes, His presence will inhabit our praises and He will be glorified. Background information. Chapter 5 begins with a statement that Solomon's work on the temple was completed. Then the furnishing and implements he had prepared, along with the gifts that David had dedicated, were brought into the temple treasury. The moving of the Ark of the Covenant into its new location is described in verses 2 through 10, and the musical praises of the Levites and trumpeters in verses 11 and 12. As their praises were ascending, the glory of the Lord came down and filled the temple, described in verses 13 and 14. The temple building project was the capstone achievement of Solomon's life. He began this great work shortly after he came to the throne, and according to 1 Kings 6:38, it was finished in his 11th year as king. Upon completion, Solomon called together the elders and tribal leaders of Israel for the ceremonial dedication of the temple and the moving of the ark from its temporary tent in Jerusalem to its new location. Verse 5 indicates that both priests and Levites transported the furnishings and the ark to the temple, but the priests themselves placed the ark into its resting place in the Holy of Holies. Verse 10 states that the ark contained only the two tables of stone on which God had written the Ten Commandments. At different times in Israel's history, other articles were also in the ark, such as a pot of manna in Exodus 16, 33 and 34, and Aaron's rod that budded, Numbers 17, 10. Verses 11 and 12 describe the praise offered by the Levites at the installation of the ark. It's noteworthy that all of the 24 courses or divisions of priests were present for this sacred occasion, rather than just the normal rotation. As the whole group sang together, accompanied by 120 trumpeters, making one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, God came down and consecrated the temple by filling it with His glory to the extent that the priests could not stand to minister, described in verses 13 and 14. Conclusion. God sees when we have the desire to be fully yielded to Him, and He can help our lives to glorify Him in what we say and do.